Good morning. We've got a special service this morning. We're going to be having Lord's Supper. So our theme of worship is all about Christ and his accomplishment on the cross. He became sin who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. That's an awesome verse. Would you stand and worship with me this morning? He became sin who knew no sin, that we might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah. Above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord. His body the bread, his blood the wine, broken and poured out all for love. The whole earth trembled and the veil was torn. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah. Name above all. Blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all our hope is in you. All our hope is in you. All the glory to you, God. The light of all our hope. All our hope is in you. All our hope is in you. All the glory to you, God. The Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah. Lord of all, Jesus Messiah, Lord of all, he's the Lord of all, yes, the Lord of all.
Amen. You may be seated. Good morning. First off, I got a group of women here. They want to announce something first, and then I can go through all mine.
Okay. Okay, so Easter's coming up really quickly, and I was just in Brother Lanny's office, and we don't have very many Easter eggs, so that's going to be upon us pretty quickly. So Easter eggs and candy, please. Thank you.
Y'all like Miss Cherie. You'd want them put together, right? Okay. So the other announcement, today we're going to continue the Annie Armstrong offering for the NA missions. We will also be, like Mr. Matt said, observing the Lord's Supper after our morning service here. Also, Ms. Kim wanted me to tell y'all, there's no Awanas or youth meeting this Wednesday. Okay, so for anyone that was confused there, no meetings this Wednesday. We'll start back up after this week. Also, like she just said, April 9th is Easter. We'll be having the sunrise service at 7 a.m. We'll have followed by breakfast, and then we'll go into our Sunday schools and our normal morning worship time. Children's camp, June 11th through the 14th, just so y'all can go ahead and put that on your schedules. If you have any questions, you can get with Ms. Kim, and she can let y'all know. All right, I think that's it. Will y'all pray with me? God, thank you so much for everything you've blessed us with, Lord. I pray for the time we have today, God. I pray for the blessings you've given us, Lord. I pray just to say thank you for everything. God, I pray you watch over us and keep us safe this week. And in your son's name I pray. Amen.
Down at the cross where my Savior died, down to where for cleansing from sin I cry, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory. Saved from sin, Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me in, glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood. Fountain that saves from sin, I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Glory to His name. Glory. Glory to His name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of His precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because He first loved me. It tells me what my Father has in store for every day. And though I tread a darksome path, yield sunshine all the way. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because He first loved me. It tells of one whose loving heart can feel my deepest woe, who in each sorrow bears a part that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because He first loved me. Excuse me. All right, let's try that again. How great the chasm that lay between us. How high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke Your name into the night. Then through the darkness, Your loving kindness tore through the shadows. The work is finished. The end is written, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me His own. Beautiful Savior, I'm Yours forever. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the One who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in Your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the One who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in Your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. And out of the silence, the roaring lion declare the grave has no chain on me. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your very body began to breathe, and out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the grave has no claim on me. Jesus, yours is the victory. Hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Jesus Christ, my living hope. God, you are my living hope.
Amen. Amen.
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the grave, and I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. There's a day that's drawing near, when this darkness breaks to light and the shadow disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won, and He has risen from the dead. And I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's before my God, fall on my knees and rise.
We are delighted you're in the Lord's house with us today. It's a very special day. We get to observe the Lord's Supper today. That's just going to be a very special time. Let me just kind of fill you in on how we plan to do this. I'm going to preach on the Lord's Supper. We'll dismiss children's church before I start preaching, and I'll shut her down somewhere after that. And I've asked 8 men to come and assist in that. You all know who you are, and because we're doing it on Sunday morning rather than on Sunday night, we have a few more folks here on Sunday morning, and we will be serving the Lord's Supper to each one of you. And what I'm going to ask the children's church to come back in when we serve the Lord's Supper. Many of those have made decisions to trust Christ as their Savior and have been baptized. For the others, it'll be a good teaching time for them. And I hope that you parents will use this as a teaching time for your younger children. They'll want to partake, but you'll be able to tell them, well, not yet. There'll come a time you'll be able to. Jesus deals with your heart. You become a Christian, and you follow the Lord in believer's baptism, then you'll take the Lord's Supper with the rest of the church. Our church practices communion in a close manner, not a completely open manner, but in a close manner, and that means that we invite those that have been saved and scripturally baptized to join us as we take the Lord's Supper, whether you're a member here or not. And if you've not done that yet, then we want to urge you to make that decision. And then the next time we have the Lord's Supper, you'll be participating in that with us. If our men will come forward to take the offering at this time. If you're here visiting with us for the first time, there's a visitor's card there in the pew in front of you. If you'd fill that out and drop it in the offering plate, we'd appreciate it.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for allowing us to be here this morning, and we ask that you be with us as we worship you through this offering. Lord, we ask that you bless the giver and the receiver. We ask that you would provide it in a way that only you see fit. Lord, we thank you for all your many blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Children's Church, you can be dismissed at this time. Take your Bibles. Turn with me to the book of Matthew, 26th chapter. Book of Matthew, the 26th chapter. And beginning with verse 26, let's stand together as we give reverence to the reading of God's precious and holy word. As they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." You may be seated. You'll find in the New Testament, in the Gospels, different places where the Lord's Supper is taught and talked about. One is in Matthew, the 26th chapter, that a portion of which we've just read. Also, Luke 22 talks about the Lord's Supper, and also John 13 talks about the Lord's Supper. But it began, the celebration started long before Jesus met with the disciples. I want you to look with me at a passage of Scripture in the book of Hebrews. I think it's in, keep switching Bibles. Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and look down at verse 24. And it says, "By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter." Now, you've got to run back in history a long ways from where the disciples were and Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper back to the supper that Moses is called on by God to institute, but choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. We talk about that every once in a while, that there is pleasure in sin, but it's only for a season. "Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible." That's a great passage, isn't it? "Through faith he kept," here it is, here's where it started, "the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do," trying to do it themselves, "were drowned." So, when we get over to the book of Acts in the 7th chapter, Stephen preaches about Moses and the deliverance of his last sermon. Stephen gives the details of how Moses brought the Israelites out of bondage. So, in Exodus, the 12th chapter, God sends Moses back to Egypt to deliver the children of Israel. Now, I could preach a couple of sermons perhaps on God's call in Moses' life. He reached this place where he sees the bush burning, and he goes and investigates the bush, and it was burning, and God speaks to him out of the burning bush, and he asks Moses what he has in his hand, and he says it's a staff. And so he's a shepherd. That would be a practical thing for him to have in his hand. And God asked him to throw it on the ground, and he threw it on the ground, and it became what? A snake. And then God said, flee from the snake. Right? Yeah, he said, pick it up by the tail. And that leaves the business end of the snake open. So pick it up. And it does, and it becomes a staff in his hand again. But from then on, it is called not Moses' staff, but it's called the staff of God. And God instructs him to take that and to use it as he delivers the children of Israel from bondage. And so as we read on down in Exodus 12, we find in verse 7 that the Passover is instituted. And he tells them what to do. Get a lamb out of the herd, the best one you can find. And if it's more than one family can eat, you call in another family that will help you eat it, but you eat all of it. You take all of it. And then you burn up the bones. But you take the blood of the lamb, and when we get to the New Testament, we discover that Jesus becomes the lamb of the Passover. Because when John was baptizing in the Jordan River, and people were coming to John to be baptized, and Jesus and his disciples started walking down the road to be for Jesus to be baptized. And by the way, is that not a good enough reason for us to follow the Lord in believers' baptism? Because Jesus was? You know, I don't know of a better reason. I know that it gives a testimony to the church and to our family, to those around us, if we've never followed the Lord in believers' baptism, and we do that, that it gives a testimony to everyone around us that we've accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior and that we're following Him. It's perhaps a lot of trouble. I mean, it's not much trouble for me. I go in, put my waders on, and my robe, and the water's warm most of the time. Sometimes it's not. For special people, we apply eyes. No, we don't. But Jesus walked a long ways to be baptized. So I think that he thought it was... I got off subject. As Jesus was coming to John the Baptist, John says, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. So when you get back into Exodus, when the children of Israel were getting ready to leave, now I don't know if you know this or not, but we're getting ready to leave. He's going to rapture the church. Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me. Joy is ours to share. Oh, what rejoicing that will be. It is coming. Verse 7. They were to take the blood of the lamb and they were to strike it over the top of the door and down each side of the door. The blood of the lamb. I've already told you this story, but I told one of the chaplains when I was in the hospital, I was ready to go. I was ready to die. And I was ready to die because there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath the flood, lose all their guilty. What's that next word? Yeah. Isn't that good? Lose all their guilty stain. Ah, the dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day. And there go I, though, what's that next word? Vile as he. You see, I can't hardly keep my feet on the ground. I'm telling you, I'm doing my best. But the ground at the foot of the cross is level. It is level. And every individual comes to Jesus the very same way. We come without anything to offer Him but ourselves. You can't be saved by works. You can't be saved by something that you would give or something that you would do other than trusting Christ as your personal Savior. And so when the death angel came and he saw the blood over the door and on each side, he passed over that house. In verse 11, God instructed the children of Israel to have their loins girded and their shoes on their feet and their staff in their hand and to do what they did quickly. I was reading that passage this week and I thought, gosh, can you imagine being in that home? Can you imagine? Stirred it up real quickly. They did it quickly. They got it all ready. But not only were they eating the Passover as it was instituted, but they did it quickly. And they had their clothes packed. They were ready to go. Now I want to ask you, do you have your clothes packed? And are you ready to go? There's not but one way you can do that. Trusting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. After we have the Lord's Supper, I'm going to be up here for a while and give you an opportunity to come and talk to me if you'd like to. I'm going to shut her down right here. Somebody go get the children's church and you men that I asked to come and help me.